Blog Talk Radio.
You're so good, you're so kind, you're so marvelous.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for giving the interruptions.
Thank you.
We love you, we appreciate you, we exalt you, and we thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Oh God, we're asking you this morning.
Thank you.
To look on Miles Monroe's family.
Yes.
Oh God, you understand all about the situation. They need your help now. More than ever before.
Yes.
The family needs your help. The church needs your help. His ministry, those associated with it, need your help.
Lord.
And we ask you to help them and bless them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you for the prayer line for every soldier.
Thank
Amen. The soldiers in the army of the Lord. People believing in prayer. All denominations coming together, putting aside all the denominational background and differences and just coming together to pray for their brothers and sisters and pray with their brothers and sisters worldwide. Thank you. And to also give you praise. There's no denomination in praise, Lord. And there's no denomination in prayer. Come together to praise you and to pray and thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do and what you're doing right now.
Thank you.
Look on Miles Monroe, family, his family. Bless the people there in the Bahamas. Help them in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've already done.
Thank you
for the miracles on this prayer line.
Yes.
Hey, God, we love you and we praise you. Appreciate everything.
Yes.
God bless. In the name of Jesus, pray and ask it for the glory of God in every aspect. Bless the people. Bless them, Lord, spiritually. Bless financially. Every aspect, bless the Lord. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift every heavy burden, lighten every heavy load. God, look on the Smith family. Bless them. Help them through the storm. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Look on every ambassador and every ambassador and every person who's affiliated with First Fruits. Bless. Oh, God, we love you. Every prayer that's been prayed for us in a positive way, we ask that you allow it to come to pass in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. No good thing when you withhold them, hold from them who love you, walking according to your statutes and judgments. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, we dare not come before you without asking you if there's anything that we've done to offend you, please forgive us for every sin of commission, every sin of omission. And then help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us, we pray. Thank you for your blessings. We give you glory and adoration and praise.
Thank you
for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line worldwide. Those in foreign countries and everywhere else, we say good morning to you. Good morning to you. Are you all there? Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
Don't wait so long. Somebody speak to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. God bless you.
Good morning.
Amen. Let's take it to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Give him his praise. I believe he's waiting on it from First Fruits. Let's give him his praise. Praise check, everybody. Please praise him. Go ahead and praise him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord. Only thing we know is to do is to wait
until he gets ready to do whatever he's going to do. I've been waiting for a long time for my back, and I'm still waiting on the Lord, patiently waiting, knowing that I can do nothing about it, but I know he can. I know he's a healer. And I tell you, I've been waiting, and things that I need, I wait, and the Lord just moves them right in place. I tell you, my reclining chair, I'm going to tell you this, that I'm going to leave it alone. My reclining chair, I had a good reclining chair, and something happened to it. And, of course, my son came and tore it, kind of tore it down. Then I decided, well, I'm going to get me another chair. But I wasn't waiting patiently on the Lord. I tell you, I found out that it's a different in chairs, just a chair. It's different in them. And I tell you, I was got in a hurry, just had to have it. And I'm not pleased with it at all. But I thank God, knowing to wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and get strength from waiting on the Lord. And they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. And I've learned to run a while. The Lord has let me run in Him. And then I had to slow down. As I get older, I'm slowing down. And I thank God. But I know He comes when He gets ready. And He don't come sometime when we want Him to come. We keep on waiting. He will come. And I thank God for that. God bless you. God bless your mother.
Thank God for you. All right? Somebody else, the line is open to you. This is the Wisdom Seminar.
God bless you.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Well, somebody.
Good morning. This is Sister morning. Jerry. I was just wanting to say that waiting on the Lord, it will be customized for you. It will fit for you. You don't have to get anybody else's opinion about it because you have waited on the Lord, and it will work for you. Amen.
All right. All right, go ahead and speak. There was somebody else.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Elaine Prophet. And just listening to all the comments has been wonderful. But also what comes to my mind is waiting. Waiting is like being in a waiting room where time is still. Nothing may not be happening, but you have to trust God for the move and have faith. And knowing with great expectations that what he says will come to pass, will happen, trusting, having faith, oh, glory to God, whether it's finances, for a situation to turn around, is being still and seeing with expectation the salvation, the deliverance of the Lord, because it will come. And weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come while you're waiting, while everything is still. Glory to God. When you don't even know he's there, he's there. And in Jeremiah 33, he said, call upon me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. While you're in the waiting room, while you're in the texting, make sure you have a praise in your heart and out of your mouth, why everything is still, and know that I am God. God bless you, and have a wonderful day, and run, hallelujah, and you don't won't fall, you won't faint, hallelujah, when you won't give up, glory to God, he is yet still there. God bless you, have a wonderful day.
Wow, my God. All right, thank God for this. I'm going to take a few more comments, but I just want to tell you, y'all are blessing people, in areas that you don't know about. You're blessing people all over the world. I want to take a station identification. Ambassador Hagen, if you're there, and then we'll come back and get a few more comments. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Oh, my.
Well,
wow.
You've been heard. Being heard.
God bless you. We hear you. Listening, NNPA.com. 934-347-0207, being heard literally all over the world, more than 90 million listeners, and that we can be reached just simply call into the live studio. We're the world's largest social radio network. That number again, 347-934-0207. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much. And I don't know if he's here, but we certainly don't want to overlook Pastor Strotter, if he's on the line. Are you there, Pastor Strotter? All right. God bless you. I want to get some more comments on this waiting on the Lord. Somebody give me one of your experiences. I got one just recently happened. And do you have an experience in waiting on the Lord? If so, give us experience. The line is open to you.
God bless you, Ambassador Johnson. God bless you, Chief-elect. Amen. Bishop-elect. Praise God this morning for the First Fruit family and for the Wisdom Seminar. And when I think about, this is Ambassador Pfeiffer, when I think about waiting, I think even in the natural, we have to wait. You have to wait at the stop sign. Those that are walking across the streets, you have to wait. You have to wait for so many things. You have to wait in line. You have to wait for everything in the natural. But in the spiritual, we tend to be in a hurry. We want God to be a microwave God. We want him to do it right now, if not sooner. And we're always asking God, come on, come on, come on. And right. I hear sometimes on the line when it's time to give God a praise check, sometimes we're a little bit hesitant and not doing it just that time, and then it has to be repeated. So we want God to do things that we're not doing ourselves. And we have to be careful because he said he would have no other God before him. And then when the scriptures say, wait upon the Lord, we have to give him time to talk to us because we're always talking to him, telling him our needs, our wants, our desires, and how we feel and what we want him to do. But we have to wait and allow God to speak to us. And he comes in that still, small voice. So we have to wait upon the Lord, and that even in the natural, your strength runs out. You cannot continue to go, no matter what you do. At one point or another, you're going to faint. You're going to fall out. But in the spiritual, I know when I went on a 40-day fast, I was stronger during the 30 days to the 40 days than I was during the 1 day to the 15 days. So it made a difference. Waiting on the Lord gave me more strength in that 40 days than I had ever before. So God bless you, and we know that we have to walk with the Lord hand by hand. We cannot go before him no matter what we do. And we have to wait upon him to renew our strength. We have none of our own. And we have to rely on God. God bless you.
Wonderful. All right, wonderful. Anyone else? Waiting on the Lord. Got an experience. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is 816 Charlotte Gray. I wanted to chime in because waiting on the Lord for me, personally, I can say just two examples, even with my children, my marriage, even my job, looking for a job, has made me become a better person because I'm trying to figure out what I can do for the Lord. Integrity-wise, healthier-wise, giving-wise. And I just think God is always looking for obedience and people that are going to believe what the scripture says. Don't get weary. It's always a promise at the end, because if you wait, you'll receive it. I just thank God because it gives you a time for an evaluation of you. And how in the world can I please you even more, God, on all that you have done for me? So I just thank God for the wait. I have learned to thank God for the wait and be encouraged while waiting and be a blessing to somebody else while waiting. And just thank you, God, for what he is doing, because you know what? I needed the wait. I thank you, Lord, because I needed the time, because you know what's best for me. How am I going to be upset? Because you know what's best for me. Didn't say it didn't hurt, but you know what's best for me. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the way. That's my prayer support on that.
God bless you. I can take about three more.
Praise him. God bless you. God bless you. This is Ambassador Hagen once again. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I want to thank you, T, for selecting this, for God giving this to you, because as I listen and think about what everybody just said, this is such an incredible subject, just to be able to wait on the Lord, and he promises all these many benefits that will happen if we wait on him. I truly believe in waiting on him, and I think it's so very important, because as we wait, we are looking to him for help. We are anticipating his intervention, and we simply trust him. And oh my God, it is such a wonderful thing to just expect him to move, to anticipate him to move, lay aside our own agenda, and you know, just expect him. And it's such an incredible feeling, because you know, he's so faithful, he's so dependable, he's so reliable, and he always does what he says. So it's just simply trusting him, and hey, expect, you know, the ride, the journey is so incredible waiting on him. It's not just sitting there not doing nothing, but you're anticipating, and you're, oh my God, it's just awesome. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Someone else.
Good morning, Mother Digby. I realize in waiting on the Lord, it lets the Lord know that you have faith in him. And I found out that whatever God does, sometimes God is working something out of us while we're waiting on him. Because if we had gotten it sooner, we wouldn't have known how to handle it. But God knows all things, and he knows what's best for us. And when we're waiting, we're not just having a pity party, but we're praising God and thanking him and letting him know that we know that he knows better than we do.
Beautiful, Mother Digby. All right. Someone else. We'll take someone.
Chief, can I come back a minute? Can I come back a minute?
Yes, you can come back.
Thank you so much. And by waiting on the Lord, you know, I also thought about our Father Abraham. Remember, if he had only waited on the Lord, we wouldn't be in the shape we're in. But he figured, you know, waiting on God was taking such a long time. So he and, you know, his beautiful wife, Sarah, decided he was going to help God out. And remember, when they did that, they just messed up not only themselves, but the entire generation and the generations that followed. The waiting, I think, is also can be, you know, a generational thing, bring about generational blessings or generational curses. Thank you.
Great insight. Good. Thank you so much.
And Dr. Johnson, can I come back too?
Sure.
This is Charlotte, 816. Also, Dr. Hagen's right. Also, Abraham, him too. We always mess it up. We always mess it up. And then we always got to suffer the consequences. And we never know how long they're going to be and how it's going to affect your family and your children's children on what she just said. So, yes, it is a blessing. It is a blessing to wait.
Great, great. Somebody else. I'll take time for you. Anyone else?
Dr. Jensen?
Uh-huh.
Yes. To me, that scripture means waiting on the Lord is having faith in God and what he has said in his word, knowing that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he would do it. And we know that according to his word, all the promises of God are yea in him and amen to the glory of God. But that's not quoting it, that's paraphrasing. But knowing that God has a plan for us, and when we are in the... Hello?
We hear you, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. when we get to the point in our lives where we can receive what God has said, then it will come to pass, and he will renew your strength. But he knows exactly when the best time for us to receive what he has already promised to us in his word.
Beautiful.
And I have learned, I'm learning as I go, to wait on the Lord. And
beautiful.
He will bring it to pass.
Yes, he will. He will. All right, anybody else?
I do. This is Alex from 314.
All right, go ahead.
I've been waiting for 7 years to get a job, and now I got a job interview today, and they say I may get the job.
All right. You're waiting on the job. Amen?
Yeah, I get a job interview today, and I hope I get it. I've been waiting for 7 years.
What? What?
Waiting 7 years to get a job.
All right, let me give you, I guess it comes to my mind, the recipe that the Lord gave to me. The Holy Ghost spoke it to me, and use it today as you go for your job. Don't be concerned about yourself when you go for interviews. Mm-hmm. The least thing you're concerned about is yourself. Be concerned about the company that you're interviewing for. Show that you're concerned about them.
Mm-hmm.
Have as your goal, the issue is just basically work for a good company that you really can become a part of and help make that company better. You want to work for them. People who are hiring you are concerned about their company. They're not really, although they are concerned about the employees, they furnish good
But they're more concerned about their job. I'm more concerned about the company than the employees.
All right, that's what you do. And let that be a part of your presentation when they ask you questions. Remember that. Approach your questions with concern for them more than for you. And the Lord bless you. It's scriptural. Amen. When you do that, God will bless you.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else with a comment before we close? We're moving to another point in this wonderful prayer line.
Anyone good morning. Else? God bless you. Elder Davis out of Fayetteville.
Right,
thank the God bless you there, Dr. Johnson. Hey, man, we just thank the Lord, amen, because we feel pretty good this morning, feel mighty good this morning. Amen. I just like to say I thank God for Jesus, amen, who made the way, amen, paved the way that I might have a right to the tree of life. And we thank him most of all for life, health, and strength. Amen. We've been down. We had surgery on our foot, but we thank God for his healing virtue. Amen. We thank him for his healing virtue. And there's a song say, I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. So this morning, I say to the prayer line this morning, amen, I am encouraged to walk with Jesus. Amen, because he's so good. He's been good to me. Amen. I know like all of you out there that are on the prayer line, the Lord has been good to you. So I say to you, pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you. Amen. And good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Jesus. Let me give you all my comments before we move to a few praise reports and prayer requests. I think one of the most important things about anybody's life, I know it's about my life, is learning how to wait on the Lord. A lot of people think God is slow, and he's not. You just don't understand God. See, your thoughts are not his thoughts, and even your timing is not his timing. You don't understand God. God is on a level that you've never seen before. His mindset is totally different than yours. The little meager things that you have are not hardly anything to him, but he will make it important to him because he loves us. But let me tell you something. If you think about God like he thinks, 1,000 years to God, or let me just say it like this, 1,000 years to us is but a day to God. That's one day, 24 hours. Yeah, 500, let's cut it in half. 500 years to us is like 12 hours to God. Yeah, so 250 years to us is like 6 hours to God.
$200, and he's home, and we praise God for that.
Thank God. All right. Anyone else with a praise report?
Praise the Lord. This is Prophet. This is Gail Stith. Glory to God in Arkansas. Amen. My praise report is I was listening to your testimony, and it once again reminded me of the prayer request that I had given about a new job, and my start date is the 24th of November. But I was thinking about what you were sharing, and it was about waiting on the Lord. And in the earth realm, how God moves, it has no time to it. What we prayed for, and those been asking for a job, and we've been sharing about things that are going on in our jobs, that earthly time. But the moment that prayer went to heaven, it went in the earth, in the heavenly, it had no time to it. We prayed, and a lot of us been asking for new jobs. And Chief Ambassador, you spoke a word over the land, over the line about these jobs. Glory to God. But when that prayer was answered, it left the heavenly, but when it hit earth, it came on time. And I'm still praising God for that new move, glory to God, that new job.
is going to an old job, but I'm not going on the same level. I'm going as a supervisor, glory to God. And I just praise God today, yet still, for what he is doing, hallelujah. He may not come when you want him, but when he comes, it's always on time. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you for that. That's beautiful. All right, anybody else?
Yes, son. God, good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Yeah, yeah. God bless you. I just want to thank and praise God that you said, I told you I had to go out of town last week. I want to let you know the Lord took us safe over that highway and brought me back safe. And I just thank God I was able to drive the lady, and she got her tests done. Now she's waiting on the result. But like you said, wait on the Lord. You're talking about waiting on the Lord. We know God's going to answer prayer. He's going to touch your body. So I just thank y'all for your prayers, for the Lord taking me up there and bring me back safe. May God bless y'all, everyone on the line. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
Beautiful, Mother Britt. God bless you. All right, anybody else? Have a praise report. Somebody trying to get through? Anybody else with a praise report? All right. I don't think he meant wait on the Lord when it comes to praise reports like that. I think he wants you to give him his just dues, give him his praise. Anybody else have a praise that God? All right, anyone else have a praise report? All right, let's open up the prayer request line. Anyone have a prayer request? Let's see who has it. God bless you. Anybody?
I have a praise report. You leaving a praise report now?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and give me a praise report.
Oh, I thank God because the Lord is just so good to me. A little while back, I felt like I was on my way out of here.
Oh, my God.
As nobody knew, I was weak. I just turned around. Just like I was going to fall out on my face. My legs got weak, and my body was weak. And I just kept on keeping up with the prayer line. And the Lord touched my body. I feel so much better and stronger in my body. I feel like I'm going to live a little while longer. And I just thank God, because I was so weak, I didn't feel like I could stay here long. But God is in the blessing, and he blessed my journey. And I thank God for it. And I'm going to stay right here until Jesus comes. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Mother. We're going to get prayer for you. Amen. You sound a little weak right now. Amen. I won't pray for y'all either. I'll open the line for somebody else who wants to pray for you. Go ahead and pray for Mother Johnson, if you will. This is our mother to the nation.
Lord God, thank you right now. And we plead the blood. Oh, God, hallelujah. We plead the blood over sickness, over pain. All in it, we plead the blood, oh God. And you, the enemy that comes to hinder Mother Johnson this morning, oh God, we pray, Lord God, that she will mount up with wings like an eagle in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that she be restored, renewed in your mighty name. Lift her up. She belong, oh God. We pray that you lift up her bowed down head, oh God, that all the aches, all the pain is removed from her body. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. We cover her with your blood right now. Yes. And we, God, hallelujah, we pray for healing. Your healing virtue in Jesus' name. And, oh, Lord, we pray even sometimes we have to use those old remedies. The vinegar touch in Jesus' name. And we pray right now, Lord God, that you will rebuke the enemy and cover her with your blood, surround her with your love, oh God, in your mighty name we pray. And we pray that no wickedness, no deceitfulness, no enemy will come nigh her this day in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Thank you so much. Anyone else want to pray? The line's open to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray for healing, complete healing to come to her body. Lord, look on her back. And we asked you many years ago to heal her feet. And you healed her. Now I'm asking you to heal her back.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Strengthen her arms all over her body. Yeah. Be able to have the oxygen to go to her lungs and causes her to be refreshed. Make it all around her house without being tired. In the name of Jesus. For the glory of God, you will get the glory. We'll give you the praise and all the adoration. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Write other prayer requests.
Sister Lucille, can you hear me, Pastor?
We can.
I'm asking a prayer for me and my children.
All right, we certainly want to pray for you and your children, Sister Lucille. There's an emergency right now.
My.
Big pardon?
It's not an emergency, just for me and my children.
We certainly will. All right, anyone else with a prayer request?
Evangelist Lord Ellington, I have a letter that I've got to be in at the Social Security office this morning, and there are some issues that must be straightened out, and pray that God works everything to my favor to surround me as a shield.
We certainly will. All right. Any other prayer requests?
Yes, this is Sister Johnson in Texas. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, praise God. This morning, I thank the Lord for you and the saints. I'm asking you to remember, first of all, I ask you to pray for my aunt that was in the hospital, my Aunt Louise